Ray in Atascocita says he's getting brown spots on his lawn. His neighbor seeing the same thing in many lawns, and they're thinking it's because they hadn't been watering.
No, it's the opposite, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
So, well, don't let me get in your way here. He says he's worried about what to do and what fertilizers to use and so
on. No fertilizers. You can do a winterizer, but it's not. We're a little early on the winterizer fertilizer right now. As far as our video, one of our most popular videos we did, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, my, yes.
Sod web worms. It's going to be, and I had them in my yard, too. In fact, my yard starred in that video. We had the moth whisperer, Chris, out there for hours taking pictures of moths. The moths lay the eggs. The caterpillars, they grow and eat the grass. It's because there's too much water, and I would recommend everybody right now turning their sprinkler systems off. I did my mother's. I turned it off. I turned mine off, too. If we have a good straight week, you can water a short period of time, but they feed on all this water we've had, and it's going to be a problem not only this year but next year.
Yeah, there's a three-step way to get rid of them, all kidding aside, and Mary at RCW explains that to you in this video, and it's still on the homepage. If you go to our homepage, whatever video is there, they cycle. There's like four or five at the top of the front on the homepage there, the front page, whatever. And when you go down into that video, Mary explains to you step by step what to get, how to do it. And the bottom line on this is it could take you 60 to 90 days to totally eradicate them.
Yeah, I'm going through my third treatment now.
I was surprised. They have a 50-day lifespan. So if you do this 30-day program, dude, they're coming back. So you got to do it for a couple months.
You know, it would really help, and it's a little early, is if we had a good couple of freezes this winter, it kills the bug population quite a bit. But will we get that? I don't know.